Yeah, he'll throw a bullpen on the third, fourth, fifth off, pitch on the sixth.
Anything new on Ryan Dahl?
He's feeling better. Not sure when we're looking at throwing. Certainly, we'll probably have to do some plyometric stuff and so forth. But the good news is he is feeling better.
Bob, what did you know about Anthony Garcia coming into the spring?
Well, just looking at the numbers, you know, he puts up some pretty good numbers. And, you know, it's interesting in that, you know, they took our infielders and we took their outfielders, whether it was Garcia and Martini, and we like both those guys. But, you know, you can look all you want on paper until you see him on the field. He's a pretty good player. I mean, he can play any of the outfield positions. Obviously, he's got some power. We've seen him right away. He impressed with his work ethic, you know, in even before games. And he's getting a great opportunity. He's taking advantage of it. So both those guys look like good pickups for us.
And Piscotty, too, also a Cardinals outfielder. What
correct.
Is
we
the
took,
Cardinals?
We took, I don't know. And they got our infielders. So obviously, we like their outfielders.
But what's your outlook on Fowler? Obviously, he's coming back from a big injury, but a lot of upside there. What role do you see him playing, and what kind of player do you think he'll be?
We'd like him to be our center fielder. And, you know, the whole incremental process through spring, he's hitting every marker. So we feel like if there aren't any setbacks, knock wood, and he does well, he's got a chance to be our center fielder on opening day. Now, you know, you back it up and you want to make sure he gets plenty at bats. You want to make sure he does well. He looks very graceful in the outfield. He's got a nice swing. He runs well. He's very athletic. Some of the qualities that maybe we haven't had in the past. You know, we're much more athletic now, especially with these trades that we made. So, you know, you don't want to put too much pressure on him. He's taking it day to day. He wants to be part of this team. And so far, so good.
He was nowhere on your radar at all when that injury happened, but just from a baseball global perspective, when you saw that, what did you think? I mean,
it was ugly. Yeah. But, you know, we probably don't get him
if
he didn't have that injury. Caprillion probably as well. So sometimes you have to take some chances as far as that goes, and it was a significant injury. But we saw him rehab. He was with us all last year. He takes it very seriously. He worked really hard, and that's why he's in the position that he's in right now.
You had Joyce in right last year. Obviously, he's playing some left now.
Right.
What's your plan with him this spring? He's kicking right today. You're going to kind of back and forth?
Yeah, we'll move him around a little bit. But, you know, if you're looking at it, you know, what's our starting lineup? A good chance Steven's going to be in right and Matt's going to be in left. He doesn't really care. There were times last year I asked him to play center field. He'd go out to center field. So you give him a day to prepare in a position, he's going to be fine. And either corner he's comfortable with.
Bob Giroux pitched well last game. What are you looking from him
just to keep going, to build upon that. You know, consistency, as I have said, is going to be the key for him. And I know as far as confidence goes, that went a long way with him. So hopefully he can build upon that and go out there and have another good outing today.
Can you try to get Joyce centered all this spring?
I don't think we need to at this point. We'll see once we start cutting down. But at this point, it doesn't seem like there's a need. You know, Jake's doing a nice job, too. Powell can play out there as well. So I don't foresee that.
Have you guys done anything as it relates to pace of play, just now that you've had some time to digest it?
Yeah, we're just kind of feeling it out now. And, you know, early on, the first couple games, you're thinking, okay, now we got to be careful with these mound visits where, I don't know, six is quite a bit. And that's not including the pitching changes. So I think we'll probably look at it a little bit differently, and let's go ahead and make some mound visits early on and see how it affects us later on in the game, as opposed to being conservative with them and trying to conserve them for spring training games. So there's different things that you have to kind of feel out. The other day, you know, we had our catcher go out to the mound in between innings. As long as he's back before a certain time frame, it's not a mound visit. If he's back a little late, which happened the other day, it was less than 20 seconds left when he came back. It was a mound visit. So there are a lot of things that we're trying to figure out, and everybody's trying to figure out, including the umpires at this point.
So you're teaching all your catchers to speak really quickly?
Well, get out there as quickly as you can. Like if you have the second catchers warming them up because you hit, you can go out there at a certain period of time as long as you're back to home plate. So you can have a conversation and it's not a mound visit. So there's a lot of let's figure it out, and that's what spring training is for.
Are there more signals between you guys and the catchers now?
I think it'll be more between the catcher and the pitcher. You know, when you change a series of signs, we'll have a second one that we can do from behind the plate and not have to go out there and use a mound visit for it.
In a way, does it, pitcher-catcher relationship is always important, but does it magnify it that much more?
Yeah, I think so. And you know, more dialogue on the bench. You want that to begin with, but more dialogue on the bench. You know, is so-and-so tipping something at second base? Let's try to combat it. If we need to change it, here's going to be my sign for that. So, I would say that's a fair question.
A lot of these players have families and kids. How do these players balance the family life and baseball life during spring training?
I've never gotten that question before. During spring, it's a little easier with your families. Usually they're here and you're not, you know, playing nine innings of a game. It's during the season when you start traveling that's the most difficult part of it. And, you learn in a hurry that dad's not going to be around a certain part of the year, which can be tough. It's part of the business. So it's for me, it's more during the season than spring training that you have to acclimate to that if you're a young player and haven't been through it before.
Anything else?